Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. 8 years ago, Whitney McAllister, Wolfgang Schaefer, they kind of uncovered this beautiful century-old property at 234 East Vine Street in Milwaukee's Brewers Hill neighborhood. Turned it into Uncle Wolfie's Breakfast Tavern, a general store and boutique, Orange and Blue Company, and a home for themselves. And at the time, their newborn son. It's truly a great space if you've ever been there. Built in 1902, originally owned by the Miller Brewing Company. Truly, truly unique in so many ways, including the menu, which I adore. We'll talk about that later. Last November, the couple opened a second spot in downtown Milwaukee, The Wolf on Broadway. The name has changed through a lot of thoughtful analysis, some market analysis, learning to adapt to a new neighborhood. And now it's simply Uncle Wolfie's Downtown. Beginning Thursday, Uncle Wolfie's Downtown will serve brunch from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., Thursday through Monday. Couple joins us today to talk not only about the state of the breakfast business here in beautiful Milwaukee, but the state of their business. So, Whitney, Wolfgang, welcome to The Upswing. Thanks for taking time.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having
us. Thanks for having us.
Of course. So, just a general question. How's business? We're kind of in this state of, oh my gosh, costs are rising, customer expectations are rising. How do you manage it all day to day in the restaurant world?
You adapt, I guess.
Yeah,
that's a big thing. You deal with it. You're right. Food costs have gone up. Everything's more expensive. Dairy and protein and produce. Everything is more expensive these days. And mm-hmm. you combat some of it by raising prices as much as you can. But there's a limit to how much a market can really hold as far as prices increase. So you just make less money.
Yeah. Wow. How do you balance kind of that? I don't know, you've created a really unique brand in a unique neighborhood, and you have this wonderful identity. And then you go into a new market in downtown Milwaukee that's not that far away, but a totally different dynamic. So opening that second restaurant, talk us through the decision to open a second restaurant and then how much you've learned along the way.
Oh my gosh, how long do you have?
Yeah,
we had been approached for lots of second locations, honestly. Uh-huh. And this one just kind of clicked. We got on with the hotel owner. We loved that space. We loved the idea that it was a historic building.
Broadway, Michigan.
Yeah, we got dazzled by that downtown address, mm-hmm. and we could just see it, you know?
Yeah.
So we opened that. And I think
was last November that you opened the downtown location, correct?
Yep. Yeah. And that one just opened as dinner. And I think, one of the things we're realizing right now is that you can do one thing and then you jump to the second thing. And it's not always, what you think it's going to be. And it's not always, completely, you don't have it maybe completely fleshed out. So right. we're really riding the tide with this. And we had this scenario where we opened Uncle Wolfie's Breakfast Tavern and we opened those doors and it never stopped.
Yeah.
People just came and came and came. And downtown is just a whole new ballgame. Mm-hmm. Downtown is completely different. And so we've been, pivoting down there to kind of figure out what downtown wants.
Well, and to make it in the restaurant world 8 years with one location, first and foremost, is a huge accomplishment.
Yeah.
And then to take on and kind of birth a second child, if you will, is a huge undertaking. So, I mean, it's always a constant balancing, no matter if you're really successful at one location or you're, whatever the market forces may be, you have to ebb and flow.
Exactly.
For sure. That malleability is something, we all learned it during COVID for sure. How, being in this restaurant industry during COVID, you had to be ready to spin on a dime, And I think it carried off into just what we were doing now. You have to have that adaptability is sort of assumed. It's almost like we're prepared to adapt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Whitney McAllister, Wolfgang Schaefer, Uncle Wolfie's. When we come back, we'll talk hiring, tipping, customers. Do they complain or do they love? What's the portion size? How do you get that right? So many different dynamics go into building the perfect breakfast. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Well, could we have breakfast? Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, the business of brunch and breakfast. Costs, obviously, always a interesting concern. But another area for restaurant owners, hiring. So Whitney Wolfgang at Uncle Wolfie's, how has hiring been, especially with adding a second location?
We've been pretty fortunate.
Yeah.
We get a lot of applications from a lot of really talented folks. And we more often than not, we're turning away talent, you know. So we've been pretty fortunate with what we've been getting a hold of, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it is that attracts the right kind of people, but we just keep finding folks who are gelling really well with us.
Good. That's great. What about tipping? Have you seen any recent changes lately on the consumer end and on the employee end? It's obviously a political season, and both candidates have some interesting policies on tipping. Has that affected your day-to-day business at all?
I've noticed more dynamism in tips. There's more. I think there are more people who are willing to drop a lot, and more people who are willing not to. And
maybe that's that was really, literally what I
wow.
was going to say.
Yeah.
I think it's like last night we were working there, and it was like, on one hand I saw no money left, and then on a $28 bill I saw $100 left. You know, like that's exactly what it is. There's kind of this more extreme happening.
What do you think accounts for that? I mean, the food's always great, right?
I don't know what could account for it. I don't know. I have no idea. I think some people have been in the service industry. And they feel the obligation to their brethren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that sense of loyalty concern really powers some people.
Yeah, and then I think some people that, despite rising costs, like we were talking about before, and rising prices for the menu items, they're like, okay, it's expensive now, I'm not going to give you a tip. You know.
Yeah, that's true. Well, what about obviously, you know, prices at a place like yours? I mean, I think they're in line with other places. You're looking at $16 to $20 a plate. Not incredibly expensive. But do people look at portion size? Do they look at price? Do they look at value? Do they want to make sure that they have a little bit that they can take away to put in the fridge? Like, what is that customer decision when they're coming into Uncle Wolfie's?
Yeah.
All the above.
I definitely think, and I think it's like a Wisconsin thing for sure. I think we're pretty generous with our portion sizes, and I don't think that Uncle Wolfie's is any different.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people come expecting to take it home for lunch later, you know?
Yeah, I always said Uncle Wolfie's is there to sop up whatever nasty you did yourself last night. So we got to have something big and sloppy.
Yeah, we have some pretty big plates coming out of the kitchen for sure.
And you don't do, there's some good wait times on the weekends, especially at the Brewers Hill location. I mean, your popular spot. Has there been any, like, do you ever think, oh, we got to start taking reservations? Or you kind of just like that no reservation lane?
Because that line is there, we no reservations at the Brewers Hill is especially important. You know, we can't have tables lay idle for too long. You know, people are ready to go and ready to eat. So that just kind of paces itself. If we put reservations in the mix, I don't know.
Yeah, I just think the wheel is working as is, right? They shop in Orange and Blue, get a drink on the patio, take a walk to Sanger House Gardens.
Go have a pint at Lakefront.
It's a routine now, you know.
Yeah, it's that whole experience. Have a pint. Mm-hmm.
That's right. All right, we are talking with the owners of Uncle Wolfie's. When we come back, is being the only restaurant in an area good or a concern related? You know, there's a new restaurant right across the street from you now that's been open for a little over a year. I want to see how that's impacted business. And then let's dive into costs a little bit, what your breakfast is costing you and how restaurants manage it day to day. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, the business of brunch and breakfast with the owners of Uncle Wolfie's. Wolfgang and Whitney join us this morning. So I'm just looking at the Sherman family breakfast and some of the prices. And let's see. Well, $3.49 for a pound of grapes. The russet potatoes, 99 cents a pound. Peaches, $3.49 a pound. The organic eggs, not getting any cheaper. Those are like $6-7 for a dozen. You go over the regular for like $3.99. Gallon of milk. We have a 16-year-old at home. Seems like we go through milk
a gallon a day.
Every day. What, $3.69 a gallon for milk? You know, the price is just inch up, inch up, inch up, which makes me appreciate going to a restaurant and seeing, wow, you got to buy this stuff at scale and then figure out a way to get me a plate at between $10 and $20, make it full. Balancing that every day with your suppliers, how do you do it?
It is a balancing act, you know. Yeah. You're constantly thinking of new ways to increase profit, but it hasn't been made easy on us at all, for sure. Just like mm-hmm. as you mentioned, we just try to do more things, think of different ways to utilize the space and different ways to create more product, because it is just in general more expensive. Everything yeah. about this industry is more expensive from our side.
Does having the adjacent retail business help drive an extra margin here and
totally.
There and some
yeah,
extra
absolutely.
Extra
yep.
extra purchasing?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's one of the best parts about the business. We've got a pretty dynamic grouping of ideas that we have. We've got breakfast and lunch and dinner, and also this retail shop is always been a great supplement to the restaurants. It's since day one. It was yeah. born first. It was around before.
Yeah.
It's like the older sister to Uncle Wolfie.
I remember when you first opened in Brewers Hill, somebody said to me, it's like this new school Cracker Barrel. Like, it's real cool, like local stuff, but then the food is amazing and it's just the next generation. I'm like, wow, that's an interesting way to explain
it. It's the urban Cracker Barrel.
That's right.
Shopping so, on one side.
Your menu is really innovative. The Belch sandwich, Wolfgang, talk us through the creation of that, what that's all about. I think it's $18 with all the potatoes,
yeah.
so a pretty good bargain, but it's an amazing sandwich and something people talk about when they leave, for sure.
Thank you. I hope so. It's a belch. It's a funny word to say. It's what I hope happens after you're done eating it, but also it's it means something. It's bacon, egg, lettuce, tomato, and cheese.
Cheddar.
Of course, it's just, you know, it's an elevated BLT, but it's also kicked up a notch with the sambal aioli that we put on it, and all of the potatoes we blow kisses at each one of the potatoes before they enter the fryer, and so they get a little bit of an extra, you know, nice glaze on them of love. And but yeah, I made that sandwich. That was the kind of the original. That was the flagship sandwich that kind of started it all. When I remember making it for my this woman I made the sandwich for, and good Lord, I'm sorry, Mom, it was in the morning. She said that this woman said that when she bit into the sandwich, she knew she wanted to marry me. That's my ring. It worked.
Nice.
She got her wish, I got mine. Now we have restaurants.
A beautiful breakfast brunch love story from Uncle Wolfie's, for sure.
So that turned out to be a very expensive belch. You said 18.
So will the
bucks,
belch sandwich be like... on the downtown
it
menu
is.
That
is, yeah. Yeah.
begin in earnest on Thursday, correct?
Yep. So the belch and then the Big McAllister are like the two guys that stay on there. So
all right, Whitney, Wolfgang, Uncle Wolfie's, all the best with the rebrand downtown
so
and
much.
Continued success in beautiful Brewers Hill right here, just outside of downtown Milwaukee.